The only insurer that covers claims caused by civil unrest is the South African Special Risk Insurance Association, SASRIA. It says that it's committed and ready to honour claims and has a strong balance sheet and is well capitalised, backed by a strong reinsurance program. SASRIA's MD, Cedric Masondo, joins us now. Thanks so much, Cedric, for your time this evening. So in its 42-year history, has SASRIA ever experienced riots, violence, looting of this magnitude?
The answer is no. I mean, and we've been through even tough times, but we've never experienced this type of claims.
That being said, Cedric, were the red flags evident? I mean, in 2020, SASRIA identified new high-risk events, claims resulting from things like truck-related events, claims resulting from violent strikes, protests, and other special risks as well. So one would assume the red flags were there.
Yes, the red flags were there. In fact, also us at SASRIA, we realized that the risk was getting higher. So there are a couple of things we did in the last 3 years. So the premium was increased. We also increased our reserves. As you can see, in the last 3 years, we've been increasing our reserves. But we also increased our capital, our reinsurance program. So, I mean, the reinsurance, the capital structure for us, it before this event was three times more than the required limit as required by the Prudential Authority. So our SCR was 320, which is extremely high compared to our peers in the market.
So with that risk adjustment done then, that triggered the increase in your reinsurance cover for this year, Cedric, can you say that you're sufficiently able to cover a major loss event like this? I mean, already the damage is projected to be as high as 20 billion rand. Is there a risk of SASRIA hitting its limit and not being able to fulfill its obligations?
Yeah, by last week, Monday, Tuesday, even up until Wednesday, we were quite comfortable. I mean, the interviews that I had, I was saying the same thing, that we are fully capitalized, reinsurance in place, and we'll honor all our claims. But Wednesday evening, when we received the numbers, we realized that there's a possibility that the numbers that we're going to receive as claims might be breaching our reserves and also our insurance structure. So we started preparing for the worst. We had a meeting with the Prudential Authority where we gave them the scenarios. And we also had a meeting with our shareholder, which is government through National Treasury. So where we presented the worst case scenario. And from there, I mean, as from Friday, National Treasury team started looking at the options on what can be done for SASRIA to continue to own its liabilities, but also important for SASRIA to continue writing this business. So we are working on options, and our goal at the moment is to make sure that we own our liabilities to our clients.
How many viable options do you have at your disposal at this point, and what are we potentially looking at here as an option?
So I think we've been open. Any claims, when the claims amount, I mean, more than 20 billion, we'll start looking at the shareholder for recapitalization, and that's where we are preparing for that. But as we stand now, we're receiving claims, we're processing claims, and our forecast is to pay those small claims and also interim payments for big claims. Big claims by its nature take long time to process and to finalize. If you just look at the malls, there were some malls that were banned. I mean, we're looking at 18 months to build them all. So we at least we are lucky that we don't really in a desperate situation that we require cash, but we've got time, and that's what we've started doing with our shareholder.
Before I get into some of the detail around those processes involved in claims, Cedric, to a large extent, the worst coming to the fore as the result of slow reaction, right? Have you had any engagement with police or security clusters in government regarding the inaction of police for 3 days while protests, violence, and incident of looting and fires escalated as well?
No, we haven't done that, but it's something that we're going to do it, and it's part of what we need to do just to satisfy the reinsurers, just to find out exactly what happened.
Yeah, had you triggered any warning signals to any of these security clusters?
No, that's what we're going to do going forward. But our focus has been just to make sure that we pay claims and also start discussion with National Treasury.
Does that put, your claim with the reinsurance player at risk at all?
No, definitely, because we're all in agreement with reinsurers that these were SAGIA perils. So there is no dispute that these claims falls under SAGIA. And also there's no dispute for our clients that these are SAGIA claims. And that's the main thing for clients. And that's our goal, is to honor our liabilities to our clients.
Like you're saying, though, Cedric, unprecedented volume that you're having to cater to here. So what kind of delays are you anticipating as far as assessments and payouts are concerned? We were talking to Lawrence Rapp of Vukile Property a short while ago, and he said they've always had good relations with Sasria, but throw the magnitude of this into the mix and things could easily falter, right?
No, definitely. I mean, I'm sure you know that most areas were inaccessible until Thursday. So it's only until Thursday where the owners of these buildings and also loss adjusters were able to go and assess the damages. We've appointed loss adjusters on most cases. What we've done also is to work with our insurance companies. We've given them mandate that they can settle all claims up to $1 million without referring to us. So I think that would really help us in terms of using the bottleneck.
Cedric, before I let you go, very quickly, claims over 100 million rand being delayed for how much longer?
No, it's delayed not because we will not be paying. It's delayed because we'll still be finalizing and discussion. Yeah. So those claims take longer. So it's not just because we're delaying purposely to avoid payment.
Okay, well, we'll be watching progress as it all unfolds. Thanks so much, Cedric, for your time this evening. That, of course, the MD of Sasria, Cedric Masondo.